Chintaharan Mahadev Lord Shiva Ki. So this is a very peaceful and beautiful place on the banks of the Yamuna called Chintaharana Mahadev Lord Shiva. The Chintaharana Stali, but the temple is the Chintaharana Mahadev. Very, very ancient Shiva Linga here. The temple is newly being made now. It was in a smaller place before. But this particular Shiva Linga is supposed to be thousands of years old. So Krishna, one time we'll tell a little bit about the next place we'll go is Brahmanda Ghat, which means the place where Brahmanda means universe, one Brahmanda. And Mother Yashoda saw the universe, the universal, all the universes inside Krishna's mouth at Brahmanda Ghat. After seeing that amazing display inside of Krishna's mouth, Mother Yashoda is very anxious for the welfare and safety for her child. So she came here to this Shiva deity of Chintaharan, who's already there, and she prayed to Lord Shiva to please take away my anxieties. The word Chinta means anxieties. Harana means to take away. So Chintaharan is that form of Mahadev, Lord Shiva, who takes away all of our anxieties. We may continue to experience material anxieties. Because remember, the Leela here is involving Bhagavan and his devotee. Mother Yashoda was in anxiety about her service to Krishna. Her anxiety was Krishna-based. It was based on Krishna. And when she was feeling very anxious, her mind was not functioning very well. So she prayed to Lord Shiva to take away her anxiety so she could be peaceful-minded and perform her service to Krishna nicely without any obstacle. So we should also approach this Lord Shiva with the same idea. Of course, on one level, it's also to be anxious. It's good to be anxious about Krishna. But a lot of times, from our angle of vision, we have so many material anxieties which keep us from serving Krishna. We're anxious about our financial position. We're anxious about our position in ashram. We're anxious about our association. And so many other anxieties we have. So we can pray to Lord Shiva, please remove all my anxieties which are keeping me from becoming purely Krishna conscious. Mother Yashoda used to come regularly to worship this linga of Lord Shiva because her baby Krishna was constantly performing mischievous acts. Because here in this whole area, this is Gokul Leela, Bali Leela, Krishna was between one, he was about anywhere from one, two, three, like this, 3 years old. Although he was only 3 years in age, he left here when he was about 3 years, 7 months old. He went to Chatikar. He was only 3 years old, but he was exhibiting the maturity of conduct and behavior of like a 5 or 6 year old, 7 year old boy. Sometimes when Krishna was crawling around Gokul, he was in the backyard or near the Goshala, he would find a small calf would be standing there, so he'd reach up and grab the tail of the calf to hold on, try to stand up. But he was crawling, so he'd grab the tail of the calf and try to stand up. So when Krishna would pull the tail of the calf was like, whoop! And then start running this way. But then Krishna would become afraid, Gopal would become afraid, and he would just hold tighter to the tail of the calf. And the calf would start running through the village, through the gullies and lanes of the village. And there's all cow dung and mud on the street. So Gopal was getting a nice Abhishek. It's called Panchagavya Abhishek. 5 substances from the cow. But this was only Ekgavya. Ekgavya Abhishek means one item from the cow. The cow dung. So Krishna was holding on the tail of a calf, being dragged through the streets, and all the mothers are running out of their house. Oh, Lala, Lala. But he was going so fast they couldn't catch him. It was just going through the streets, holding on the back of the calf, getting covered with cow dung and mud and everything. There's a painting of this pastime in the BBT, one of the books, maybe Nectar Devotion. It was in the silver Krishna books, those big silver ones in English. Of course, in the painting, Gopal wasn't covered with cow dung, but he was just holding the tail and looking like this towards out of the painting, like smiling like this and looking. So for this reason, Mother Yashoda was always getting anxiety, and for other reasons also, like Krishna sometimes would play with snakes, or you'd see a tiger he'd hear a tiger in the jungle roaring, and he would run out to play with the tiger. And sometimes he would eat dirt, sometimes steal butter, break pots of yogurt. He would smear butter on the faces of sleeping babies in other people's houses with stolen butter. And if he found some babies or sleeping in someone's house, he would pinch the baby and make him cry and then run away. Krishna's naughty antics filled Mother Yashoda with ecstatic anxiety for the well-being of her beloved child. So she would come here to pray to Mahadev to please protect her child and save him from all these dangerous situations, which put her in a lot of anxiety. There's another story that when Lord Shiva was in Kailash, he heard about Krishna's Leela in Gokul and how beautiful and how sweet these Leelas were. So he came from desiring to see Krishna Kumar. He left Kailash and Shiva came to this ghat, this ghat on the banks of Jamuna, and he started meditating on Krishna. When Lord Shiva beheld the incredible beauty of Krishna at this place, then his heart and mind became completely stolen by the unbelievable, incredible beauty of Krishna. So in this story, this place became known as the place where Lord Shiva lost his mind. So chinta means mind, haran means to lose or to steal. This is a story about Durvasa Muni coming to Gokul. Because Krishna is very difficult to understand. Once a great sage, Durvasa Muni, very great and powerful sage, he came here to have darshan of Krishna. There are many Leela Stalis all along the bank of the Yamuna here, from Gokul all the way, Ravel Gokul. They're all these villages and Leela Stalis are on the banks of the Yamuna. So Krishna was playing from one to the other. And there's one place called Ramanreti. Sounds familiar. It's at the original Ramanreti. Because that area later where our temple is was named Ramanreti. But this is the actual Ramanreti in scriptures when it talks about Krishna and Balaram's Leelas with the boys and things at Ramanreti, it's actually over here. And there may be some minor Leelas there when he was staying in Chatikar. But he would come regularly here to Ramanreti and have different pastimes. So this pastime, when all the boys were playing in Ramanreti, and they were frolicking and just, they were throwing sand at each other, throwing sand and running around. And at that moment, the sage Durvasa Muni came and saw Krishna playing with his friends. Durvasa saw that Krishna and his coward boyfriends, sometimes they were embracing each other, they were singing or verbally abusing one another, calling each other ill names, bad names, as children often do. Durvasa Muni, while observing all of this, of these Leelas, he became rather amazed and he started thinking, what is this? I can't understand that this little child, who's actually the Parabrahman, he's the embodiment of Brahman. He's taken birth in the house of Nanda, and he's just playing in the dirt. How is this? So while he was absorbed in this thought, then Durvasa Muni became spellbound and motionless. So then Krishna noticed that this Rishi had arrived. So he left his playing, and then he came up to Durvasa Muni, and Krishna said, "Hey, Baba, I have defeated Subal in wrestling." Then Subal was standing next to him. He said, "No, you didn't. I defeated you, Kaniya." And then another boy came up and said, "Hey, I defeated you too, Krishna. What is this? You're boasting about yourself." And then Krishna was looking this way, and then Balaram, his brother Balaram, was looking at him. "Oh, really? They defeated you?" And Krishna, no, Balaram. Listen, Balaram. I defeated both of these boys, Subal and this other boy. They're lying." Durvasa Muni was watching this exchange, and he just simply sat down, and he was amazed. He's thinking, who's actually defeated who? Has Krishna defeated them, or they defeated him? I can't figure out. So at that time, Krishna sat. He came and he jumped up and sat on Durvasa's lap, and he started pulling his beard. And Krishna said, Baba, why didn't you say something? You saw everything. Are you deaf and dumb?" Krishna then leaped off his lap and ran and started playing again with his friends.
Durvasa Muni was completely dumbstruck, and he started thinking, "What? Where am I? Where have I come? Here I'm seeing, playing in the dust of the dust of Vrindavan. It's a personification of Brahman. What am I seeing?" And then Durvasa Muni, being completely dumbfounded and befuddled, he offered his obeisances to Krishna and his gopas and to the land of Braj. Then he returned to his ashram, because he thought if he stayed any longer, he may disturb Krishna's pastimes. Durvasa Muni ki jai. So that's a very nice exchange with this great rishi who was... When people, generally when Durvasa Muni was here, if anyone would see Durvasa Muni walking down the street, they would run away. Or they would climb up in a tree and hide themselves. Because he's so powerful and so... tends to be a little angry, so he could take a hair from his head and throw it out and create a big demon. Or just curse you to become a frog. Let's talk about this one. Brahmandagat. That's where we're going, Brahmandagat. This is this Leela, Brahmandagat, everyone knows is in Krishna book. And it's about Krishna, and it's with Krishna and Yashoda. And the boys are putting Krishna in a lot of trouble. Krishna was always giving a lot of anxiety to his boyfriend, so they decided to put him in a little anxiety also. So some of his friends, they went to Gokul and they met Mother Yashoda and they said, "Janani, oh Mata, you do know where all the boys are gathered at Brahmandagat, and we're all sitting there eating our tiffins. That we're eating kachoris and sweet rice and puri, samosa, laddu, and churma, and all kinds of nice things. And then your son, your Lala, Nandalal, when he opened his tiffin, he started eating clay. He just opened his tiffin, he put it down, he started eating clay from the banks of the Yamuna. Yeah, we all saw, he's eating clay. You should go see, he's eating clay." Mother Yashoda was... She came there immediately to Brahmandagat, and she asked her Lala, "Lala, were you eating clay? All the boys are saying that you ate, and Dauji is also saying that you ate clay. Did you eat clay?" Krishna replied, "Maya, me? Mother, me eat clay? No, I didn't eat any clay. This Dauji, Balaram, and all these boys, they're all telling lies. You can look inside, see for yourself." All right. Open your mouth, let me see." When Mother Yashoda looked in his mouth, she became completely dumbstruck. And when she looked in his mouth, she didn't see a clay laddu. She saw all the clay in the whole universe. She saw the whole universe inside his mouth. And inside the universe, she saw another Gokul. She saw Gokul in the universe. And she saw Krishna. And she saw Mother Yashoda. And that Mother Yashoda she saw in Krishna's mouth was looking in Krishna's mouth. And when she looked inside the mouth of that Krishna that Mother Yashoda is looking into, she saw another universe. And there's another Yashoda and another Krishna. And that Yashoda is looking in Krishna's mouth. And when she looked in that Krishna's mouth, she saw another universe. And it went on and on. Ajke Anandabai! So this is the Ananta Leela of Krishna. It's going on and on and on. Never stops. So now, seeing all that, of course there's a whole description of everything she saw. She saw innumerable universes, unlimited Brahmas, and Lord Vishnus and Shivas, all moving and non-moving living entities. Even though Mother Yashoda saw this Aishvarya and opulence and grand majesty and power of Krishna, it did not diminish her motherly love at all. She just thought, "What is this?" Some doubt came in her mind. Is this some tantric or some magic? Or what is this I saw? Then after seeing this whole phenomenon in Krishna's mouth, then Mother Yashoda came to external consciousness and she saw Krishna was sitting on her lap and she was thinking, "What did I see? Oh, there's something inauspicious is happening to my child. I better take him to the Brahmanas and do some auspicious rituals and pujas to purify and protect my son." And so they took the tail of a cow and they put around Krishna like this to dispel all kinds of inauspiciousness. But then the Brahmanas were saying, "Actually, this is a very serious case here. So I think we have to bathe your son in cow urine and cow dung. So then Mother Yashoda, due to her vatsalya, her motherly affection, she said, whatever is necessary to take care and cure and heal my son, you should do it immediately. So then the brahmana started pouring pots and pots of cow urine over Krishna's head. Then they started pouring kilos and kilos of liquefied nectarian cow dung over his head. And just covering his whole body with Abhishek. And needless to say, Krishna was duly embarrassed. All the coward boys were surrounding him. All the coward boys that he insulted and criticized. All the coward boys that he embarrassed one time or another. All the coward boys that he falsely claimed that he defeated in wrestling. And all of them together were laughing in unison. Everybody was getting their retribution against Krishna. I mean, paying him back, so to speak. So obviously, when Krishna went through this ordeal, he made a sankalp, a resolution. He said, I'm never going to eat clay again. I started eating clay and I got covered with cow dung.